Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is I, Zoe Fields, and I'm here on behalf of Sovereign. I noticed the other day Sovereign got a lot of hate and angry messages from people who love him and people who don't know him. Now I have Sovereign here, and Joker's here as well, and we are going to tell you guys, Sovereign's not a bad guy. Oops. He does good work. He's just angry. He's a hard king, an angry, strong king. Sovereign, tell the people you're sorry.
Look, I guess I'm sorry for offending anyone the other day. As my lawyer said, I must watch my mother-sucking words because I have to be
what's the word?
More sympathetic.
Sympathetic. And care about other people. And care about other mother people's feelings.
And so tell that man to watch his tone now.
You gotta watch your tone. I'm trying.
And watch his language.
God darn it. Look. I love everyone. I love gays. I love whites.
We don't love whites.
shit. I mean... I'm okay with whites. I love all the races and sexes and love women. I love women. Women. Look. Ladies, I love y'all. I'm hard on you because I love y'all. I'm hard on niggas too, but you know, nobody give a fuck about them. I mean, I care. But look, I'm trying. And today I'm going to try to be a better king. As one of the heads of WCOD Studios, I swear that I will be a strong black man and be more aware of my words, of people's feelings. And okay, fuck this shit. I'm sorry, Joe. I can't do this shit no more. God damn it. Look, I ain't trying to hurt motherfuckers' feelings. I don't give a damn. Look, I'm tired. Oh, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm not even gonna be on this goddamn show tonight. Fuck it. Blah blah blah. Y'all watch this show. Fuck y'all niggas. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It is Zoe here because Sovereign didn't want to come out tonight.
What's up, everybody? It's Joe.
And we are going to discuss a few things. I mean, I'm sure everyone knows about Will Smith and Chris Rock situation. You know, we'll mention other things too. A disclaimer. Look, that skit was a joke. I also want people to realize the reason why I'm setting aside my Joker persona. Sovereign persona is because I want people to understand my true feelings. I know a lot of you do not watch my In the King's Mind, and I wish y'all would. So I'm gonna see on this late night special to give y'all that, but also be funny. And I know a lot of people want me to be a certain way, and I don't mind doing that. But I also want people to see that y'all don't watch me enough to make me want to do that all the time. If y'all would give me the same love y'all would for when I'm like roasting or going ham, as y'all say, and all that, then I would feel like I could do that more often. Like, I don't get me wrong, I love like going ham and going off, but as a lot of y'all realize, I don't do it as often as I used to. The older I get, it's fun, I get it, and I still have harsh words, but that's one of the reasons why I don't like doing it anymore. I know it's entertaining and people say it's funny, but the backlash gets worse every time other people do it. So I hate that saying, but it is what it is, I guess. But I'm going to let Joker, he's going to be the head for this show. And I'm going to let you take over.
All right. Like Brother Sovereign said, going against the grain is never easy. But the main topic we're going to, the main controversial topic we're going to be talking about today is the Will Smith smack.
Smack, smack.
And who did the smack really benefit? Us as black people, really. Like, and Frazee, we got many topics like why did he slap Chris Rock? Like, we gotta break it down from the beginning. So Chris Rock, he was the host of the Oscars, and you know he's a comedian. He goes off the dome on many things.
Pause and go. So we'll go. And the reason I'm doing this is because I would say one person, but it was multiple people told me to go back to why. And so what was it, 2015, 2016, whatever year Jada decided to boycott, that's what I was told to pay attention to. And I'm gonna try to be as gentle as I can with this. I get what people were trying to say, that saying because he didn't want to, talking about Chris Rock, saying he chose to go when black people were boycotting, and I guess that made black people feel like he was going against us. Really? As a growth. And I kind of get what y'all are saying, but in reality, maybe I don't know, and I'm asking the question, what did that benefit us? Really? Us boycotting the Oscars.
The thing about that boycotting the Oscars, Will Smith, he boycotted the Grammys multiple times and still ended up going there anyways at one point. So what was the...
That's my point. What was the point?
But... yeah, it's like, so going back to the beginning, like, is that the beginning of the feud between Chris Rock and the Smith family? We don't truly know. But what I do know is that every time there's a award event, you would see Chris Rock and Will Smith and his family, they all taking group pictures, everybody happy. It seemed like they had a special bond between each other. And for that to happen, what we saw, that slap was honestly quite shocking, because you would think they would know each other enough after all these years and at their age above 50 that something like this wouldn't go down like that. So, which brings us back to the topic. Why did Will Smith slap Chris Rock?
I feel so, like, my bad.
No, you good.
Okay, guys.
Oh, and the joke was, Chris Rock said he's looking forward to Jada's new movie, G.I. Jane 2, which was based off the first movie, because it was Demi Moore, I think. She had a shave head on the cover of the picture, and that's how she was. She was a Marine with a shave head. You got to shave your head being the Marines, and Jada had a bald head. Yeah, it was that simple. It was a joke.
That was part of it, but there was more to it. And I'm going to do this really fast. So y'all try to keep up. One, I understand, ladies, why y'all are rooting for Will. Because, and I'm going to say black women more. It's because I know y'all say y'all feel like no one cares. And y'all are the butt of jokes. And black men and people in general don't protect y'all. And y'all felt like Will protected his wife, and I get it. And honestly, I feel if it was my woman and my wife, if she was offended now, I've got criticized for saying this, I would defend my woman, but I'm not. It's violence is gonna be my first, unless some nigga put his hands on you or some man puts his hands on you, then I'm gonna have to get violent straight up. But I just, and this is somebody who grew up around violence, I prefer not to go for violence first off. That's not my first choice to go to, violence. I know in our community, I know y'all gonna get it. It is what it is. It is what is it? Damned if you do, damned you don't. Look, I'm to the point. Life right now sucks. Life sucks on my end for things I had no control over or things I did have control over. It is what it is. It's whatever. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not perfect. I tell people I'm not your Superman. I'm your Lex Luthor. I'm just talking. I don't see, okay, whatever I say now, I don't see how you get more mad at me saying what I'm gonna say now than you did with the sovereign persona. What I'm saying is I understand, but there's a better way a person can handle a situation like that.
And to be clear, we are not ignoring Jada's feelings and emotions about that.
Yes, I've joked. Look, I did a skit, and Jada actually checked it out. I did a skit way back, which I joked about being on the Red Table, whatever. Mm-hmm. The Red Table. And when I realized she was watching, and I was like, ha ha, you know, I made a joke about being on the Red Table. Look, you really think I'm a... Damn, sorry, I gotta chill. Y'all really think I would go nuts like that if I was on her show? No.
Mm-mm. Yes, you guys.
I would respect that woman. Like, it's a joke. Nah, would I crack jokes? Yeah, I crack some jokes. But it's a respect thing. Like, I've made jokes about people. There are many people I look up to as mentors and everything, and clown and joke. It is what it is. Look, when you put your life on Front Street like that, people are going to say stuff. I understand. We all got skeletons. I got skeletons. I'm dealing with some shit right now, but I'm not going to put that on Front Street. And if I did put it on Front Street and people make fun of me, that's my own fault. Hey, I blah, blah, blah. And who can I blame then? Myself for putting my family's business out like that. If we going through something, I prefer it be between us. The world don't need to know what we doing.
Cause and effect.
Exactly. So when you put yourself out there like Will Smith and Jada, whatever happens, it's on them. Jokes, whatever. How people feel, I understand. That's their relationship. They got an open relationship. But hold on. I do want to explain this. People have open relationships. It is what it is. But there are rules. Just like if you're in a relationship, there are rules. Look, I fucked up before. In a relationship. The same as somebody was in an open relationship. They are fucked up because just because it's open don't mean it's open. Yeah. All right. Now people do what they want to do, right? Me even. Look.
At least they do it respectfully. Yes. With you. One another.
Yeah. So and then even then. Whatever. Look, I don't care Will's with his woman. I don't give a damn. See, I say damn. Look, I don't give a damn. If they happy, they happy. I don't care. In reality. Again, this is all a show. This is all whatever. But I'm going to say my feelings about it. Now, at the end of the day, I've had friends who are in relationships that's fucking weird. That's they. If they're happy, it is what it is. Now, in my eyes, there's a difference between somebody making a mistake and trying to fix it, and then a person just continuously just doing shit, don't give a fuck. You can tell the difference. Mm-hmm. But even then, if it's a person who just don't give a fuck, and they still want to be with that person, that's on them. If they're happy, they're happy. I don't care. Like I say this, I know this is retarded and funny. If a person want to fuck a chicken, I don't care. That's their life. They do what they want to do. It don't hurt my feelings. It don't hurt my life. It don't stop my life.
Whatever, pluck your feathers.
Exactly. And just because I've done wrong don't mean I can't tell somebody else that was wrong. Well, though, you've done wrong. Yeah, damn right I have. And it was wrong. I've explained to Joker. And vice versa. Look, you shouldn't do that. I did it. Well, Joker told me, what do you say? What's something you done did? And such.
Oh, yeah. Don't. It's like. Don't overdrink yourself because you will feel crappy. I know everybody went through it already.
Look, yeah, like, exactly.
Something like, as simple example as that. Like,
he got fucked up. He not a drinker like that. But he got fucked up. I've gotten fucked up before. But him telling somebody not to get fucked up, and then they'll feel like, well, you did it, but he's trying to say it wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, nah. It was horrible, actually.
I'm gonna give you a good example. Leave these hoes alone. If you leave these hoes alone, you know why I say leave these hoes alone? You got good women? Just, it is what it is. Just be happy. These hoes ain't got nothing here for you. Well, you know, no, ain't no, you know, I'm telling you for your own benefit. It's peaceful. Let it stay peaceful. Because what's going to happen is now it's not going to be peaceful, and now you got to fix shit and all this shit here, okay? So the point is, just what I'm trying to explain is just because someone else did something, it's not that they can't say nothing. A crackhead can tell you not to fucking smoke crack. I will listen to that man. Let me tell you something. All humans are hypocrites. Every last one of you motherfuckers listening to this, every last, I'm a hypocrite, Joker a hypocrite, Wavy a hypocrite, everybody I know is a hypocrite.
Raise your hand if you're a hypocrite.
Me.
See, join in the party. It's a club that everybody is in.
Everyone in the club. Look, we all got skeletons in our closet. Eminem got a whole song about that. I love that song. Yeah. I was born with a dick in my brain. Yeah. Oh, no. Fucked in the head.
Dang.
Look, y'all. Shit. Y'all gotta. I don't know if it's a black people thing. I don't even know. I feel like maybe because I'm not. I mean, I'm around other races too. I just feel like it's more of a black people thing. Like something wrong with us. I don't know. Whoa, hold on. Let me go back. Look, calm down. I hear y'all going, Uncle Ruckus, you cool. No, I'm just saying. Look, I like to tell our flaws because apparently we love to call ourselves kings and queens, but we don't ever want to point our flaws out.
Yeah.
I'm one person who loves to point my flaws out. I'm trying to be a better man every day.
I mean, if we could find examples of, you know, other races going through the same thing. Yeah, we'll bring it up, you know, but we're enriched with our own.
Yes, stuff, you know? I don't care what Cindy Lou doing. don't give
care.
A fuck.
Care about
I,
us.
Yes, I care about us. If me and my woman and my wife are like, we trying to have our life good. We trying to make sure we good. We're going to fix shit and whatever. We good. I don't fucking care about what's his name up the street. I don't give a damn. I'm going to criticize us because that's what I'm trying to fix. Okay, well, Bob, I don't fuck Bob. Fuck about Bob and his wife Cindy Lou. Fuck that shit. Y'all just I don't know.
Tell Bob to go fuck himself.
Look, y'all, and then laughter. We need more jokes. We need laughter. I laugh at myself all the time. Y'all, let me tell y'all something. Y'all was really going in on Instagram. But you want to know the funny thing? I didn't get banned off or my post didn't get taken off. You know when my post got taken off? When I was literally clowning and talking about myself. Myself. So I can't talk about myself. No one said, no one came to me and said, you shouldn't talk about yourself. If I talk about somebody else, it's a problem.
Watch out.
That's the crazy thing, right? Yeah. And ladies, I'm gonna let Joker come back. Ladies, look, as a man, I hate, and I've talked to women in my life, family, I don't like to see y'all go through things. I know life is hard for y'all. I understand, especially for black women. I understand. But I also try to separate the good and the bad. When I see somebody really trying, I see a woman out there trying. What, like, why should I compare you to some skeezer? Why would you want me to compare you to some skeezer?
Can't even be compared.
You're not. I'm a bitch. You're not a bitch. Who you use, bitch? Yeah, I know. But you're not. Don't y'all stop. My lady calling herself, I'd prefer my lady not to call herself the B word. I prefer my sisters not to call themselves the B word.
Nah, I think Trina tried to start that way back then.
Yeah, that's not my thing. When I hear a person say the B word, I think of a skeezer. Yeah.
I understand. It's, I guess it's the same as when niggas try to empower the word nigga, but then white folks call you nigga or whatever. I guess. Is that the same? I don't know. Huh. But that's what, maybe that's what it is. And maybe I'm just uneducated. I don't know. I'm just trying to learn. But what I'm trying to say is, I understand a lot of y'all want us to protect you. And then a lot of y'all do have men that's out there to protect you. I understand. Maybe the men in your life, like, they really love you and care about you. Or do care about you. Your brother, your sister, your man, whatever. There have probably been times where they hurt you. But they probably do truly love you. If you really think about it. Well, damn, that motherfucker. But then that motherfucker did do this. Mm-hmm. If you really deeply think about it. Because there are people in your life who say, well, this man didn't. Well, look.
So many ways of protection.
Without putting my business out too much. My father, we've had, I'll just say disagreement. I love that man. He loved me. The man will die for me. Has he hurt me before? Yes, he has. Do I respect the shit out of him? Yes, he has. Yeah, I mean, yes, I do. You know why? Do I understand? Did he understand he hurt me? Yes. Do I understand what happened? Yes. Do I understand why? Yes, I do. And maybe I'm just in a state of mind where I understand, and I understand people don't want to understand the other side. Like, if I hurt somebody, I understand why they're hurt, and it hurts me inside. And Joker tell you, it hurt me inside. Like, yeah. Like, even if the person forgave me, I'm still going to feel bad about it. Like, the person could forgive me, and I'm still over here. I could be, like, depressed about it. And the other person said, well, what's wrong? And, like, I'm still down about it because I failed you and all that. And that's the older I got, the more I understood my father. And I'm sorry this show went, I guess, a little left, but it's still kind of in the area. What I'm trying to say is,
still in the
same. People, think about who truly cares. I understand we, as humans, we're going to make mistakes, but really think about the people who really care. Because every now and then, or at least once, somebody you love has hurt you or going to hurt you once, at least once. But the defining moment is, do they truly love you? Because they will show you not only the fact of trying to get your forgiveness, but showing, hey, I made a mistake, but I do love you and I care and I will protect you. And that's the difference, what I see in their situation. I don't see that. And that's all I'm trying to say. I don't see, like, if I saw that, and this is just from my point of view, I don't see that from their situation. I've seen men mess up in their relationships, but I knew they truly loved their wife or their woman and they fixed it. I've seen the women truly. I've had friends I talked to and they woman has done something and she made a mistake, but I didn't tell them to leave because we sat there and talked about, think about it. Did she just truly make a mistake or did she just not give a fuck? And that's the difference. People make mistakes, but the difference is, will you repeat those mistakes? If a person made a mistake and they're trying to fix it, that's the difference. That person really cares and that person's trying. Now, some people just don't give a fuck. And that's when I say, okay. Because I can tell the difference when a person makes a mistake and they try.
A repeat offender isn't a mistake.
Yeah, a repeat offender don't give a fuck. If I make a mistake, I ain't making a mistake twice. Like I said, I ain't perfect, but I've made mistakes, but I don't make the same one twice. But I'll let Joker go back because
I've dragged this out long enough. What you got to say, my boy?
Nah. I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. What Zoe was here was saying was still the main part of what was going on about. It's about Will Smith's passion for his wife. And he was trying to speak about his passion on his side of things also. So it's still, we're still on track. So, so we know we have a few reasons of why Will Smith did smack Chris Rock. It's because he saw the dissatisfaction in Jada's face. Even though it seemed like he was cool with the joke on the outside, but we don't really know how he felt on the inside.
I felt he was cool until he looked at her face.
Yeah. And then when he saw that, and he knows the cameras is on him. He's been in the business quite a while. Mm-hmm. Chris Rock said Will Smith named Jada name. He knows the cameras on him. He's laughing hysterically, like slapping knees. You heard that, Jake? Oh, shit. He said, oh, you mad, huh? Okay. Well, let me stop. Wait right here, baby. I'll go handle the mean man. Hey, Chris. Did I do a good job, Jada?
Yes, you did, honey. Now sit down.
But he thought it would have went perfect like that. But
that's your quick question.
Yeah.
Does that make you manly?
No.
I'm sorry, ladies. I know y'all praised that, but that was not manly at all what he did. Not the way he did it. Because then it made it look like she told him to go do it like a little puppy. I understand you ladies. No. Y'all, look, I understand what y'all say, but y'all still don't want no pussy boy.
Nope.
You don't. Because I know a lot of y'all want a man, but Will has been this man. What's the word? I fucking can't talk today, y'all.
Once you get your nuts cut off.
Yeah, but
neutered.
Demasculated.
Oh, demasculate, yeah.
And y'all don't realize that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't care what she do. I'm sure Jada got a lot of shit going on, right? I get it.
Yeah.
But that man has been dismantled. I mean, this fucking guy. I mean that too. But look, I understand y'all like, well, she okay.
The masculine.
Yeah. Maybe Will did something too. I don't know, but it's different. We're not the same. That's all I try to explain to y'all. We are not, as men and women, we are not the same. And as a man, I should look. I respect you, women, but I also, as a man, should naturally feel for another man too.
Yeah,
because I know, ladies. And I hate having to. Yeah, I wish y'all would realize how irritating it is to be like, yes, I understand. Yes, I understand. Okay, I get it. But why can't I say from our end, from our point of view too? Because I understand y'all go through a lot of shit too. I understand. Look, I wouldn't want to have no fucking baby. I don't want to go through a period. And some of the stuff other stuff y'all have to go through, and that's just physical stuff. But other stuff, I know y'all have a lot going on. Mostly people who've talked to me who are women, y'all understand that, oh, this is not the same guy from the show. I get it. Because I'm not, I understand. But the thing is, I don't think y'all understand. And some of y'all don't care. And that's when I get irritated. I understand, well, you don't, I do care. Joker can tell you, anybody who's talked to me can tell you I care.
Mm-hmm. He cares a lot, actually. Like,
More than most people in your life.
Yeah, it'll be to a point where it'll be to a point they can't even deny it. They'll try to find a way. They can't even find an answer.
Yep, most people are trying to deny it and they can't. I care to the point where it's dangerous for me.
Health and mental wise.
Facts. And I make the joke, but in reality, though, look. The odds of something, and I'm not saying something happened, the odds of something happening to me versus other people is higher on my end. Because that's how much pressure it is. pressure to be great, pressure to be better, pressure to fix things, pressure to do all of these stuff. Don't matter whether you cause problems or not in your life, it's your fault. I don't feel like, and I'm not trying to, ladies, I'm not trying to diss y'all or anything. I just don't feel like y'all take accountability for things sometimes. As a man, I have to take accountability for anything I did or other people did. I never blame somebody for my problems. I don't blame no one for me not being able to pay my bills. I don't blame people in my life who fucked me over, screwed me over, or whatever. It's my fault. If I'm on the street, can't get no dinner, that's my fault. You don't eat, you don't sleep, you don't shine. I didn't say that right, but that's how I go.
Like Zoe was saying, we understand. We understand that this of Jada losing her hair, it was like a very troubling, yes, fearful moment for her in her life.
Look,
like where,
if
like,
I lost, yeah, my bad, if I lost my hair, I love my hair. I know I love my hair. If I lost my hair, I'd be tripping.
I think I'm losing my hair right now. But yeah, like it's a very traumatic experience for her that she's going through, and we understand that. It's like if we wish if Will Smith understood that too, but his understanding went a very radical way, and I feel like I ain't trying to point fingers at anything, but if someone made a joke about your wife and you see your man stand up and go walk toward that person, I mean, they had to lock eyes with one another. And he stopped laughing. He got into serious mode. He stood up, walked over. I just would have hoped that Jada would have understood to just say, hey, Will, get back over here. We in a very public setting right now. You can't call no trouble. I know I didn't like the joke. I know you know that I didn't like the joke. But we're not about to act a fool up in here. You know what I'm saying? But she probably didn't even know that he was going to do that. But still, it should at least like some kind of attempt. He made his attempts. But I don't feel like no other attempt was made on the other side of understanding of what we was talking about.
Sorry, y'all. I was reading a message on post. I was like, are you retarded? But we shall be back after this commercial break. This is going to be a longer show. It's probably going to be about an hour, probably a little more than an hour. But y'all stick with us. This is going to be an amazing show. So we'll be back after this commercial break. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir! What's up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to part two of the late night special.
In this part two of the segment, we're going to talk about what Will Smith could have done other besides smacking the hell out of Chris Rock.
Like, he could have just talked to him.
Yeah, like, what if he could have did, like, his usual comedy fashion. Could have walked up there, and like, he could have just, like, playfully grabbed the mic and talked into Chris Rock mic. And made like a joking thread or something, and then everybody would laugh, he would have saved face, and then the show would have gone. But he stopped the show from violence and everything. Or he could have just talked it out with Jada, like, hey, like, you ain't like that. Like, it ain't no telling, like, what should I do? Like, you know, like, I feel like at that moment, him with his own judgment based off of Jada's emotion wasn't a good idea, because that wasn't his first intention. He was laughing
hard too.
Yeah. and I feel like if Jada and Will, they were like, they could have quietly talked at their dinner table, like, hey, that wasn't funny, huh? Like, you want me to check that or whatever, you know what I'm saying? They could say, like, yeah, you can go ahead and check it, but do it the right way. They could even did it backstage. Like, if you wanted to check a person in public, you would do it the right way in public, not slapping somebody.
Exactly.
You're telling them, hey, if you joke about my wife again, there's gonna be some trouble, and just let you know right now.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. You ain't gotta do all that, man. Now it'd be different if he did respect. If you came in there and said, "Hey man, my baby not cool with this, could you chill out?" And he
would have said yeah.
Yeah, he probably would have said yeah. Now if he didn't, that would have been another thing. But you didn't even, like, I felt like you, all your aggression, you took
the build up.
Yeah, it was a build up. And
that his wife started. Hey, it did. The red talk table started that mug. I'm gonna keep it 100. She brought it up. He came on there and they talked
about it. I'm sorry, ladies, but I don't have to agree with him. Like, no matter how you feel, if you feel she was wrong with the situation or whatever, look, y'all should have kept, like I said on the part one, keep your business to yourself. If you got relationship problems and you're trying to fix them, why do the world need to know your problems?
Yeah, she almost had that man on me about to cry. And then the meme came out. That made it work. Now we got another meme from him because of a situation that involves Jada.
Jada, look. Look,
it's not really her. It's not her fault. It's not her.
I'll say this.
He shouldn't have. I mean, dang.
One.
He's the man. He's a.
It's both y'all fault. I'm just being real. Will, it's your fault for being. Well, let me tell you, because apparently people don't forgot that I roasted your ass. So I'm gonna roast you real quickly. Look, Will, you was being a real B.
He's one of my favorite actors, by the way.
Yes, and he was being. I like him too. Yeah. He was being.
He is one of my favorite actors. He is one of my
real
favorite
actors.
Yeah.
A simp.
Yeah.
A punk.
Yeah.
You were crying. I'm tired of you crying. Look, I understand. I cried a few weeks ago. I cried. You know what the difference is? I'm not crying in front of everybody. God dang, how many times you cried? I can't even remember. Dang. Too many times. Like, I can't even count. What you crying for? You know why you're crying? Because you got a lot of built-up shit going on.
Yep.
And I should know. You got a lot of shit going on, a lot of emotions you need to get rid of and talk about.
He couldn't handle it. The pressure was too...
Yeah, it's too much pressure. And that's why y'all, and now I gotta say, Jada, that's your fault for wanting to put this shit on the red fucking table. Why? Why?
I feel like things were going good before that happened.
Yes.
Like, publicly.
Look, just whatever happened between you and whatever y'all got going on, I don't care. Y'all family weird anyway.
And I mean, August and Jada was on the red carpet with each other for quite a while, too.
Look, like, yes. And ladies, I'm trying to, look, ladies, let me, see, y'all get mad when we be around other women. So, try to understand as the man's point of view, which I know y'all hate doing that. Look, the reason Will's so distraught is because the man, it's a lot of it, it's not even the fact that she had sex with August. It's the fact that how it happened.
Mm-hmm. I think he even made a song about it, too.
Yes, it's the fact because it made him feel less of a man. And I don't think y'all get that part.
Oh, yeah, that hurts.
Ladies, I understand, like, if he did it, well, one, if he did it, y'all, yeah, the whole world would have fucking hated him. But it would have been a difference. And another thing I want to say is I haven't seen her defend him.
Oh yes.
I don't care if he defends her. That's his wife, so he should. But I haven't seen.
Now I will be fair. The only times
she did
on Twitter, it's just because of what she said.
Can't count that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? Because I know how y'all. You know, we'll count that.
She said something, and then she had to do damage control on Twitter.
We'll count that, even though she was part of that. I'll count that. Nope. Have I called her a B word? Nope. Have I called her anything? Nope. I'm being respectful right now. This is how I'm talking. I'm being fair. Am I not being fair? I don't know. Look. If me and my lady got a problem, you know what I'm not going to do? Whether it's my fault or her fault, you know what we're not going to do? Is going on some live television show or internet show. What is it? Internet show? Whatever it is. And tell people our business.
Detail by detail.
Yes, detail by detail. Why? So then people can judge us for our private things. If we have a problem, we go and deal with it ourselves. Other people don't need to be involved. If we want to fix something, we're going to fix it. The world don't need to know. And that's a lot of people's problems. Mm-hmm. And that's what the problem is. I don't know. Maybe I'm retarded. That's the problem. Will, Jada, again, I don't care what you do. You can continue to do it. I don't care. But that's the problem. Will, you need some help. I don't know if you're getting some. I hope you are. I hope both of y'all going to counseling together.
Oh, yeah. I bet they are. They are. I know they are.
And for those who are going to say something for that, I've been to counseling. I had a therapist that was very amazing. A black woman at that. Had a man, too. But a black woman at that. I see. I had to put that out there. Mm. Y'all act like a lot of y'all do. Oh, you hate black women. You hate women in general. No, I don't. If I did, I wouldn't be in a lot of situations.
Dang. But yeah, like there's other ways that could have stopped that. Will could have sat in his seat, stopped laughing, and then verbally or non-verbally made sure that Jada, you know, I wasn't cool with that joke.
Okay. You know. Okay. Gave him a what's the word?
Like he was trying to impress her. And one of my favorite YouTube, shout out to Showbiz the Adult. Like he said, Will Smith wasn't slapping Chris Rock just to slap Chris Rock. He was trying to impress Jada, I guess, for the honor and stuff. But on the flip side, Jada was supposed to stop Will. Like Jada saw Will attempt to protect her honor, and it was Jada's turn to stop Will from going over there doing what he was going to do to protect his honor.
Facts. Look, if my wife or girl don't stop me, baby, if you don't stop me from doing something that will ruin my life, please stop me.
Stop him.
Stop me. I'm gonna stop you.
Ain't nothing wrong with stopping him. Cause you saw you see the attempt. Ain't nothing wrong. Like, okay, he gonna do what
ladies,
he's
gonna do. I understand emotionally. You like, man, that man hurt my feelings and my man, you need to. I get it. But you also logically, I think too, would this mess his career? Cause I know, and I get it. Ladies, again, I know y'all got a lot going on, but I still feel like y'all don't care about our stuff going on. So if we lose our job, if we lose our car, if we on the street, honestly don't really think a lot of y'all give a damn. As long as it's you, it's okay. If your feelings are thought before, it's okay. I get y'all, some of y'all have had a lot of hard times in your past. I get the stigma on black women. I get these things, but have we forgot that black men go through a lot of crazy shit?
And that goes on to the other topic. Like you said, like, do they really care or not? Because right now, the other topic is, are women condoning this physical violence that is supposedly betrayed by defending or protecting Jada's honor? That, like you say, like they don't care if you go to jail or lose your car or do all this stuff, as long as you were protecting using violence instead of any other way. It seemed like, I mean, that's like the only way that they're cool with. Like, you got to put your hands on somebody as protection instead of verbally talking it out.
Yes, as a black man, the only time I think we really matter is when we're dead. That's it. That's kind of dark, but that's literally all. That's the only time I think we're acknowledged. And even then, it had to be for something. Acknowledged for nothing great. You do something great. What is it? Will's done a lot.
Yeah, he did a lot. Yeah.
See, and the fact that people don't see that he's been dragged.
I mean, you go from being the arguably the best rapper to arguably the best actor to arguably Well, I don't know how good his book doing, but I know he's going pretty good. The really good writer. And then he could still get dragged on the internet. Like, he got one of the most popular families in the whole world. Mm-hmm. The Smith family.
And all people are saying, and I'm trying to get you ladies to understand, because that's why I'm talking.
He's like perfect.
Yeah, see, that's another problem.
like, on the outside.
It's too perfect.
Too perfect.
Yeah. Ladies. Okay. And I'm going to go. We're going to talk about other stuff, too. Look, again, Again, it doesn't matter. We've got plenty of time. It doesn't matter that I'm talking about this because, like, again, that's their lives. You do what they want. But all I'm trying to get y'all to understand from a man's point of view is, like, no man wants to compete with another man. Mm-hmm. And that's what's been going on. Even though he's married to her, that he wasn't her first choice. And it's, I don't care. I know y'all go, no, it's not. He's not. I've been there. I think everyone has a man. Have you been? Yeah. You are not the first choice. You just accept it.
Mm-hmm. Story of my life.
Now, it's different. Man's love and woman's love is not the same. I know y'all think it is. It's not the same. We do not love the same. Mm-mm. The sooner y'all realize that, the better. Y'all can move on quick from my point of view. Now, some of y'all may be different. I don't know. Some ladies may be different. I don't know. I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying y'all are not all the same. I'm just saying.
I mean, it's easy for them to just get in.
Yeah, y'all get quick. Man be stuck hard, quick. He fuck up, or you leave us. We be stuck on that for a minute. Deep. Y'all move on. I mean, a lot of y'all ladies move on quick. Now, y'all might hold in anger and stuff from past relationships, but y'all move on quite quickly from my point of view. I'm not saying everybody, but from my point of view, a lot of men don't really move on. I know you're like, well, yo, he's going out talking to other bitches and have fucking, that is not moving on for a man. That is coping with pain. Yeah. That is not moving on.
Go on for another man. Why you?
Yeah, man, this nigga go right back home and cry and be like, damn, I want that woman. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, work hard to have it together and work. Oh, he gonna be hurt for a minute. I'd be hurt. A lot of my success came from pain. Pain because I had nowhere to put that anger and sadness. So I decided instead of just moping, I had to use that energy for something else. A lot of successful men are successful from heartbreak.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just a fact. Ladies, I don't know about y'all. I'm saying, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm the best man I ever been.
You like, seen them niggas go like, to the gym, work the fuck out? That probably because the nigga got his heart broke.
Yeah, they're like, hey, who hurt you, man?
Yeah, whether she did it or he did it, he hurting, and so he need to go make his life better.
Become his best version.
Yeah, best version of yourself.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Oh, what we got next is... like we go back to Wuz. We haven't heard. I mean, I don't think we have heard anything from Jada. Like right now, Will is being. I mean, Will he think he did his part? Like, I mean, he did. Let me just say, Will did a part. Okay, now what Jada is doing to help out Will Smith controversy right now is I think I'm just hearing silence right now on her part for the time being.
Shit to do with Will. I didn't slap him.
Look.
Yeah, I respect that. Like, she doing, I don't do nothing.
I just sat there. I ain't telling him to do that shit. Like,
and that's Will's fault. I'm not blaming Jada for anything. It's Will's dumb fault for going to being stupid. Man. That's what he want to be. As y'all know, I never told him to leave her.
Hmm?
Nope. Oh, so you never? No, I have not. Did I say he should leave him? No. Nope.
You said they could work it out through counseling.
Yes. I said they might as well stay there. They got kids anyway. Might as well.
Yeah. Well, they in their 50s now and everything.
Yeah.
They've been married for over 10 years. So
I can give a fuck what they do. My thing is, like, it is what it is.
But the real problem of this incident is the aftermath of how this is affecting Black people relationships. You got the Black women going, if my man don't slap another man like Will Smith, he ain't for me. If he can't go to jail for me, he ain't for me. And damn, like if he can't put him in a position where he could get killed, he ain't for me. If there's another way besides, like, such extremities. Like,
my great grandma, this is a Black woman that I love. My late grandmother said this. This is gonna piss y'all off, but a Black woman said this. I'm telling y'all, a Black woman said this, so y'all still gonna be mad at me. But my grandmother said this. The Black man has everyone's enemy. I'm gonna let y'all think about that for a second. We have no allies. Nope, that she didn't, and this is a Black woman saying this. She did not say our woman is our ally. But why wouldn't she say that? Y'all think about that for a second.
And I go even deeper with that. And I'll be fair on the subject. We not even our own allies.
And yep, she said that too.
I just saw an interview. Okay. You in a bad neighborhood. You a Black guy walking down the street. You see another group of Black guys across the street. You ain't about to make no eye contact. You fear them. You fear them. You like, they could, because they're so used to, if they're that group of people, they're used to taking and using their masculine ways to get over other Black folks. Like, we fear each other.
Yeah, like, and ladies, that's what I'm trying to say. I know y'all got a lot of shit y'all dealing with, I've dealt with, but y'all also have way more help than we do. Who cares that a man is going through time? Will's a good example of that. Nobody give a fuck about that. I mean, he do something great. Ooh, yeah. But I'm like, can man, this man screaming for help. And then it's also a stigma for us to even say a Black man going through some shit. Cause then I was like, why are you helping that Black man? You need to be worried about Black woman. Yeah, I know, but
who we got?
Exactly. We don't have anything.
And we're not ignoring.
Yes, we're not ignoring anything. Yeah. I literally grossed a dude one time for disrespecting a woman who didn't deserve it at all. But it's for some reason me mentioning a Black man going through shit. Maybe it's because I was harsh with my words towards the woman. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. All right. So I can't be harsh for some women. I'm going to say that. Some women. Which is weird. But
this goes back to the main topic. The Will Smith smack didn't benefit nobody.
It didn't benefit.
Because.
It's not just make us look like niggas.
We got men on the, I remember we got men on the men's side. Hey, you shouldn't have did that. That wasn't masculine. That was some real simp stuff. You slapped another man on live television and took Rick Chris Rock to be a man to keep the show going.
That's who was more of a man than anybody, to be honest. I hate y'all, know y'all a man for that.
Like,
he restrained himself.
Yep. And like, to be this masculine like that in front of a lot of people, and not to, and to keep yourself.
I saw his face, and he did that hand thing.
He took it good too.
Beat your ass.
And then like you said, we got the man side not condoning the Will Smith. We got the woman side, which majority are condoning Will Smith action, and
ladies,
that's, and then now you got two conflicting opinions going at each other.
Ladies, first of all, most Black men ain't out here trying to hurt y'all intentionally and whooping y'all ass. Like, no, who my group? Who, you whooping a Black woman ass? No, am I whooping? No,
the other Black person I whoop my ass.
Exactly, but. Like, and do I acknowledge these niggas out here? Yeah. Do I acknowledge dumbass niggas out here? Yes, I do. Do I say something about these stupid fucks? Yes, I do. But I also should feel like I should say something about the other side too. If a woman is doing something disrespectful, I can say that. I guess I can. I don't know. I don't label y'all all the same.
And I feel like there is nothing wrong for telling a man or woman saying, no, you should not have violence as your first reaction for the protection of another over a verbal confrontation. That's as simple as I'm not going to, like, there's are consequences to this. Will Smith could have went to jail if Chris Rock felt endowed to himself to get some retribution.
Well, and it goes right back to what you said. Y'all, why y'all put us in these situations? Y'all want us to do this, but you put us in dangerous situations.
And this is a hard fact to, like, anytime when a man goes out of his way to do something illogical or irrational is most of the times over a woman. It's like,
that's facts.
Oh, these girls around here, I gotta do something, you know. Or my woman, like, I gotta do something. It's never for themselves.
I know a dude who literally got into a situation and ended up in jail because he got into a situation because of a woman, and it had nothing to do with him, because he felt like he had to protect this woman because these two were arguing.
And like, that's good. This goes back to understanding. I know the women may not understand that part because they are a woman. They're not men. They're not in the man's shoes of playing these mental gymnastics in our head of what we should do for the woman instead of for ourselves. Like, I understand that you may not get it, but you have to understand us, that when we put in that position, we're thinking more about you than ourselves. And
exactly. Because especially as a man and a black man, you got to be careful. I mean, times people tell me, well, you should have known. I shouldn't have done nothing. I need to chill the fuck out and rethink. I can't just go out here acting a fool. That's from acting a fool will get me in jail or shot.
I mean, that happened plenty of times. I mean, I don't know if this is true or not. They said the Bloods and Crips started over a woman.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's how I started over argument, and you can probably look that up on YouTube and find that somewhere. It's the original story of that. But
I know the game started as protecting.
Yeah.
But who knows? I know that war's been started over women. So,
like, I mean, they already existed, but them fighting each other was probably over that.
But I mean, it's like they said, it's been war. Many wars have been started over women. Ladies, I want y'all to know that men do understand. There's a lot of men that understand y'all struggles.
But even if they don't believe it, they could ask their man, have you ever had a moment in your life where
a lot
situation went down because of a woman? And they may say yes. They will. They should. Maybe they say yes.
If y'all would be honest, ask your man, brothers, whatever, ask whoever in your life, a man in your life, ask them straight up, right? Don't get mad if they respond. Because a lot of y'all keep telling us to care about y'all feelings, but I'm being honest, and I'm not trying to offend anybody who's in my life or anything. I feel like a lot of people, women wise, do not care. People don't care in general, but I feel like y'all, as a black man, no one fucking cares. I know y'all feel like nobody cares, but it's more people that care than you think you do. If you really think about it, if a black man out there sitting there trying to talk or trying his best to understand you, then there's a lot of black men be trying. Because some stuff we just don't understand because we're not women. But we try. But on the other end, not so much. I don't know many women, and I probably count on my hand, one hand, that can literally say I've tried to understand a man's point of view. I'm angry at my father. Why? Oh, my bad. I was angry at my father. Why? Do you understand? I get it. That's a type of subject, and we'll probably do a show on that, on fathers and shit like that. But I'm angry at my brother for what? Sister, whatever. What? Like, I understand anger, but you are, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm...
Misplaced anger?
Yeah, like, misplaced anger. Because you can be angry at somebody, and then you can be over-angry because you put other anger... what other people did.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, and that goes back to Will. You can be angry at other people, and then another person, that one person can be the sweetest thing to you, and they make a mistake, and you throw all of that anger on them for what other people did on top of what they did. So not only are you throwing anger that you're mad at them for what they did, you're throwing thousands of anger from other people onto them. That part, I don't think is fair. Not at all. I understand if someone did something and y'all have a disagreement, whether boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, brother, whoever it is, and y'all talk it out. But I don't feel like you should throw other anger from other people onto them, because I don't think that's fair. I don't think you should throw your rage. That's why when I'm mad at somebody, I go cool off. Because I don't want to be over angry over something, and then I'm angry on other stuff that someone else did. Someone can do something to me and someone else did it, and I understand maybe they just going through a lot and they ain't mean to do it like that. So I'm not for to just go out, especially if it's a good person. I can tell the difference between a genuine good person and an ain't shit person. And if a good person just made a mistake, I'm not for to just give them all that anger 100%. Oh yeah, you know what? You're just like everyone else. No,
please do not let your misplaced anger to ruin something or against a person that you 100% know is good for you. Don't allow that. And you know deep down who that person is and how that person is. Don't allow that to happen.
And that's what Will did.
He knows Chris Rock. They've been friends. He knows him. So, that's the prime example.
You know somebody? Don't do that crap. Yeah, you could be mad, but like, don't let it go so overboard where it just causes things to break down. I ain't no telling how their relationship is now. They all know they talked it out. Right, but communication is key. If something does go down, talk.
Because a lot of problems with us as Black folks is we let everybody else hurt us, everybody else mistreat us, and mama, daddy, other exes, everybody else have done something. But the one person, the people who really care, when they make mistakes, they're getting the shit. But everyone else could continue to hurt you. But it's always that one or a few people who make them. It's like they wait for them to make a mistake. Bam! There you go. Yeah. But we got 30 seconds. What's your closing, Joker?
I'm saying, like, Will Smith's undone, and I wish there was a better way to win out. I hope Chris and Will come to terms with this and, like, become better friends again. And I hope Will and Jada talk it out.
And, look, I just wish the best for our people, Will, everybody, Jada, whatever. So, y'all be happy, gay. That means happy. I'm Sovereign.
I'm joking.
We out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you. They got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.